There's our buddy Ted Jenkin with Oxygen Financial, who is helping us give you a will. We started that yesterday on BaileyandSouthside.com. We couldn't have done it without Ted and Oxygen Financial, also Atlanta Law Group, that is helping us do this. And we're doing this because, as we've realized over the past couple weeks, with the death of Prince and him not having a will, and we'll get more into the latest on Prince in the next hour, because people come out of the woodworks.
Totally.
And your fortunes, whether it's 300 plus million like Prince with residuals to last a lifetime.
Or 30,000.
Correct. With family heirlooms. Steve and I were talking about that the other day. You want to make sure that you have everything in place, so when that time comes, maybe sooner than later, unfortunately, you just never know, everything's taken care of, so you don't have those sibling rivalries. But ever since we talked about this on the program, Ted, you have told us that you've seen this uptick in people coming to Oxygen Financial to discuss their inheritance and their wills, because you do all that stuff over there.
Well, yeah, actually, I went into the Washington, D.C. Bureau of CNN this weekend, and I actually did a live segment talking about Prince's estate, because we talked a little bit about this last week, but I don't think many people realize, and there are a lot of people coming to the Oxygen Financial website now to talk about this, that when you die without a will, you may be dead, but it causes major, major complications for your family. And there are circumstances that can happen because of the state that you live in, especially here in the state of Georgia, that can cause your family all kinds of problems down the road.
See, that's what I worry about, I guess. Bailey and I are kind of on opposite sides of this. I feel like, you know, my family's going to be cool. And I know I don't have a will in place, but if I died today, I just don't think it would be a headache. But what I am seeing is that it could be a headache.
Steve's theory is where there's not a will, there's a way.
Yeah, and I figure my brothers show up. My mom's not going to want anything. I don't come from greedy people, thank God. That's probably why I don't have that gene in me. I'm the guy you burn. I'm not the guy that's going to burn you.
There's greed in everybody.
See, in that, I don't know.
Well, an inheritance time brings out the worst of it, Steve. It really does. I hate to say it, but money, they say, brings out the best and worst in people. Just take off the word the best, and it brings out the worst in people. And what happens in here, this is a great example, is that if you don't have a will in the state of Georgia, let's say that you're married, right? You expect that everything's going to go to your spouse. Now, things that you have in a joint account, or if you've named them as a beneficiary on IRAs or 401ks, that'll go to the spouse. But all those other things you're talking about, like heirlooms and things like that, technically, it'll be one-third to the spouse and two-thirds to the children. And that, you know, may not be the way that you want it to go.
And think about it this way, too, is that, okay, so maybe legally, money-wise, like Ted was just saying, everything goes to Amanda, okay?
But yeah, those things are signed over to her, but my material possessions aren't signed to anybody.
But there are those material things that she might want to keep because it means something to her. But you have a family member that says, I've got to have that. Then they take her to court, which is going to take some money.
Oof.
You know?
Okay, so like, who has the yeah, come on trademark?
I don't know if she wants to fight for that or not. But, you know, she might want your hats or your shirts or whatever.
She might want, you know, I got one brother that would want, I think both of them would fight for my motorcycle.
What?
I could see that happening, and Amanda would want to sell it.
What's a common thread of people? Because it's always interesting when you see a big story like the death of Prince. And the bubble around it is no will, the fight for his money.
That's big money, man.
What are you seeing at Oxygen Financial with this uptick of people coming in talking about their inheritance? Is there a common thread, a common conversation?
Well, the big one is people asking, what am I supposed to have in a basic will, and do I need a trust? People will hear on TV that you know, you should get some sort of trust. And if they have kids, they're not sure, is that a trust I should be setting up today while I'm living? Or is this a trust that actually gets set up through my will when I pass away? Mm-hmm. And does it protect my family from estate taxes? Does it make it go through courts in a quicker amount of time? Those are the kinds of questions that are coming up now, because many people wait to do a will until that rainy day. It's one of the classic things that people put off until they die. And when you look at Prince's case, it isn't just a fact of the estate that he has right now, Jason, but think about this. They're just uncovering this library of music. And so then the next question isn't just what's the value of the estate today, but what are things that may live on in perpetuity that can make money for the family? So in this case, he had one sister and five half brothers, half sisters, I think it will end up getting split 1/6 between all of them.
Well, that's not true. They're now finding out there are more siblings out there.
There's children, right?
And there's kids.
Yeah, of course. Kids.
And there's kids that they got to, you know.
Don't think the two ex-wives won't come out of the woodwork, too.
Maybe you might know this. This is not really a money issue, but I find it very odd that someone like Prince, as big as he was, that they would cremate him so quickly. Is there anything behind that? Is there anything that, because I'm guessing that was his sister, Tyka. I'm guessing that was her decision. Is that, you know, when families, you know, you got somebody in charge of somebody's money or their inheritance, their estate, cremating the body, does that work out to their benefit?
No, I mean, it made me think there was actually something left behind that says that he wanted to be cremated.
Yeah.
You know, if he didn't have a will and he didn't have instructions, I'm not sure how that came about that they said they wanted to cremate him versus having, you know, a regular burial.
Yeah, because if there's nothing left, to me, if I had a loved one and they didn't say what they wanted done with their body, I'm automatically going old school. I'm like, I think you've got to give them a headstone, put them in a casket, put them in the ground, old school. Cremation, I think, is just something you decide to do because I think
cremation's more old school than burying people on the ground, putting gold coins on their eyes.
No. I mean, I know people used to burn the bodies back in the day, but to me, man, I have still not decided whether I want ashes or whether I want to rot slowly.
And some families still want to have a family plot. You know, they get a plot of land. They all want to be buried next to each other. And some people say, you know, hey, just cremate me and spread my ashes, you know, over Central Park in New York.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, when we brought up the idea of giving away a will, it was huge response, and people loved the idea. And it's always kind of a weird conversation to have on the radio because you don't want to be too morbid, you know. But it's a real conversation, and these simple questions that you're answering, and I know you got more information on auctionfinancial.net, and you've had people come in. You know, maybe that might not even be a client right now dealing with 401ks or IRAs or whatever, but they're coming in to talk to you about this situation in particular. They, like we, were clueless on even how to start the process. So the simple question of what do? I think is the first one they could ask you if they ever.
Well, one of the big things we're seeing on the other side, Jason, is a lot of people that just inherited money. And now they're wondering, do I have to pay taxes? Do I owe money to the state? Do I owe money to the federal government? Take Prince's heirs, because he died in the state of Minnesota, there's a 16% estate tax above $1.6 million. On a $300 million estate, that's $50 million.
That's a lot.
Let alone the $100 million or so that they're going to owe to the government. And guess what? The government's only going to give you 9 months to pay up. So something's going to have to get liquidated. I'm not saying Paisley Park will, but something is going to get liquidated. So if you inherit money, you need to make sure that you're squared away on how taxes will work out.
Good Lord. I'm thinking about just taking all my stuff and saying, you know, nine people, like name 10 people, say, show up and play Texas Hold'em. Whoever wins gets my stuff.
Winner take all.
Winner take all, or the giant game of rock, paper, scissors. Something. And then it's handled.
All right. OxygenFinancial.net and Bailey and Southside.com. If you want to sign up for the will, you have this entire week to do it. It's a very simple process. You just tell us why. And then we're going to pick the top four stories, and then next week we'll share those stories with everybody here on the show. But thanks again to Ted and Auction Financial, offices in Buckhead and Alpharetta. I'll see you on Friday. I got to pop in.
I'll see you on Thursday.
And also Atlanta Law Group, who they specialize in wills, trusts, and complex estate planning. All right. Got more information for people there, Ted?
Well, I think right now I put together a guide over the last week, you know, five money moves to make when you get an inheritance. So you know specifically what to do. Go to OxygenFinancial.net. We'll give you the free guide. You can learn a little bit more about what to do so you're not paying any unnecessary taxes.
Oh, that's good. It's kind of like when you win the lottery. What do you do?
That's right.
Oh. Because Georgia is a good state to die in, right?
It's a great state. It's weird to say that, but some states are better to die in than others. Georgia is a great state to die in.
Bad state to get divorced in. I found that out.
Oh, you've never.
Somebody just told me that. Oh. I just heard that yesterday. It has nothing to do with my life.
That's why you don't get married.
Whatever. I'm just.
Or get to move to another state, get divorced. One of the two.